97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids local newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. A flood watch has been issued for a large portion of central and northeast Wisconsin, including Marathon, Portage, Wishera, and Wood counties. The watch begins this afternoon and extends through Tuesday morning. According to the National Weather Service in Green Bay, excessive runoff may result in flooding in rivers, creeks, streams, and other low-lying and flood-prone areas. Flooding in streets is also possible. More rain is expected this afternoon and evening, with 1 to 2 more inches of rain expected. Remember, never drive through flooded areas. Turn around, don't drown. After a volatile week at the pumps, Wisconsin's average price landed at $3.78 on Monday, dropping 7.2 cents per gallon from last week. This is 41.6 cents higher than a month ago and over 77 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say the breakdown in talks between the U.S. and Iran and renewed escalation between forces over the weekend signals another possible round of price increases ahead. Global supply concerns are increasing as President Trump is moving the U.S. military to blockade ships that are coming from Iranian ports. GasBuddy officials say until there is meaningful restoration of shipping through the strait, gasoline prices are likely to keep jumping higher. Ruby's Pantry has come to an abrupt stop. But organizers in Wisconsin Rapids will have one final food gift to distribute to the community this Saturday. While not affiliated with Ruby's Pantry, the food distribution will take place at the same location at Pitch Early Learning Center. It will happen on Saturday, April 18th from 8 to 9:15 a.m., one box per vehicle until supplies are gone. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. At least 13 tornadoes hit Wisconsin Friday as storms brought more damage, flooding, hail, and power outages across the state. The hardest hit area was Marathon County, where an EF3 tornado damaged or destroyed at least 75 homes in the village of Ringle. Officials say no one was killed or seriously hurt, but crews spent the weekend rescuing people trapped and clearing debris. Flood warnings are still up in several counties, and some communities are dealing with evacuation orders as rivers keep rising. Storm damage was also reported in parts of southern and southeast Wisconsin, including Rock, Walworth, Racine, and Waukesha counties. Further north, crews are still surveying damage in central Wisconsin and up through Oconto County. The DNR is warning that heavy rain and flooding could contaminate private wells across the state. Officials say flood water and runoff may carry bacteria and other contaminants that can affect drinking water and increase the risk of illness. Private well owners are urged to test water, especially if they notice changes in taste, color, or sediment. People are advised to stop using contaminated water, disinfect wells, and test them before use. Authorities say public water systems remain safe, but warn contamination is possible. Around 1,000 animal rights activists were hit with tear gas and rubber bullets during a failed attempt to raid a Dane County Beagle Research Lab Saturday. The protesters targeted Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds, a breeder for medical research, and attempted to rescue the dogs. Officials say protesters brought tools to break in, and one person drove a truck through the front gate. Law enforcement and private security stopped the attempt, arresting at least 26 people. Authorities say no animals were taken from the facility. The lab is set to surrender its breeding license later this year after a special prosecutor found it had performed experiments that constituted animal mistreatment. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers' road trip continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have the night off and head to Detroit, where they'll face the Tigers tomorrow night. The crew left Miami with a series win, but not a sweep, losing to the Marlins Sunday 5-3. Milwaukee got off to a bad start in the first inning. A walk, an error, and then a wild pitch. Pat Murphy's evaluation of starter Jacob Mizorowski.
I thought he did a nice job. He pitched 5 innings, 9 punch-outs. The leadoff walks hurt him. That's unacceptable. Please throw throwing a ball great, but we didn't make a play for him, and I just try to settle him down and say, hey, look, give up a run or two, that's fine, and stay in the game and we'll come back and win. But I thought he threw the ball good, and I think he learned something today about it.
NBA, 2 years ago, Milwaukee's Con Knipple led Wisconsin Lutheran High to an undefeated season and state basketball title. Last night, the 20-year-old, now with the Charlotte Hornets, named one of three finalists as the NBA Rookie of the Year. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high in the low to mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.